And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the Union. That would be Alabama. And I'm talking about, we go way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts to Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. That was a groovy bump, man.
I like that one. Well,
who was that? That
Allman Brothers.
Oh, Allman Brothers.
Firing Line.
Oh, man. Can I say groovy? I said groovy.
I like it. Groovy.
I like groovy.
It was groovy, man.
It was groovy. Dude. All right. Let's switch gears here. Before I do that, though, I'm going to tell you, ZLA Solutions. I hope you guys got a chance to hear the president of ZLA Solutions, Andrew Ford, on the phone a couple of days ago. They're doing amazing work. If you're looking for a job, here's the deal. You may be in the car right now driving home from work thinking, I'm done there. I need to find something else. Well, ZLA Solutions has great jobs posted right now on their website all over North Alabama and some in Georgia. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Look for a job on their website if you want to, but here's the deal. If you're an employer and you need people, well, that's their bread and butter, man. They are daily helping employers find the people they need for their jobs. ZLA Solutions can do the drug testing, the background checks, all of the hiring and the recruiting. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say. It don't matter. Just know this. You can go to ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Start that relationship. They will square you away. They just had the biggest year they've ever had, and they can do it for you. All right, there's that. Let me switch gears here. The Green New Steel. Every once in a while, I got to do the Green New Steel. Okay, so it boggles my mind. I mean, and by the way, I'm all for saving the environment. I'm good with that. I think we have to be good stewards of what God has given us. We are not here so that we can waste it. And are there places where I think things have been done wrong? Yeah, absolutely. But it is getting so overboard right now. I mean, it's like stuff happens daily, and it winds up being the result of it. Winds up that people start pushing nonsense, like this thing from townhall.com. Townhall.com has got a piece that was originally put out on hotair.com, I believe. They actually credited them. So a recent study clearly indicates that white people are to blame for air pollution that hurts communities of color. It's your fault, Boomer. You cis white male.
Cis white male.
Cis white male.
That's what it is.
Polluting neighborhoods of people that are not like you. Mm. Just
driving my truck through polluting.
That's apparently what you do. Just saying. So, yeah, apparently the study came out, and they take themselves seriously. That's what's amazing. Let me read you the quote, see if this gobbledygook makes sense. Vehicular air pollution has created an ongoing air quality and public health crisis. Well, I'm not denying that in places you can look at smog alerts like in L.A. and go, wow. It says, but despite growing knowledge of racial injustice and exposure levels, really? Growing knowledge of racial injustice in the exposure levels? Less is known about the relationship between the production of and exposure to such pollution. Through a Los Angeles, California case study, we examine how this relates to race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic status. And we find, here you go, we find that all else being equal, tracts of land whose residents drive less are exposed to more air pollution, as are tracts with a less white population. Commuters from majority white tracks disproportionately drive through non-white tracks. So what they're basically saying is, Boomer, you and your big truck, you big cis white male, you've been cutting through the black and Latino neighborhoods and doing that to save the white people in your other neighborhoods for having to breathe your smog.
That's why I'm going through those neighborhoods.
This is the kind of crap that people spend money on to come up with nonsense that creates the environment that lets them do more stuff.
And that's what really gets to me is the spending money to do this nonsense.
I'd like to know if they had a government grant for that.
I'm sure they did.
I bet they did. All right, Apple guy.
Oh, really? You're gonna
Go on. I have been resisting. I am still a Droid guy.
Yeah, you know Droid is doing this too.
I had a Droid and a PC. I'm still a Droid and a PC. All right, and I'm proud of it.
I am a Mac guy. I do like my Macs.
You're Apple all the way.
I am.
I know. So did you know Apple just had their iOS 16 updates come out, and they have a feature built in that slows the charging if you are not in a known renewable energy zone. Did you know that?
I did not.
Why is that necessary? So basically, the option is called the clean energy charging item on the phone. It scours emission reports from local power plants to determine if and when the smartphone recharges, and depending on if sustainable energy is available. And it literally slows. So bottom line is, Apple snuck this in. They didn't tell anybody. You have to go through your system and find it and turn it off. Otherwise, you are automatically in it. I'm curious if you got it on your phone right now, Apple guy.
Well, I do not let it update automatically.
Okay, but so, when's the last time you forced the update?
I haven't updated in forever.
So maybe,
I personally have. I turned it off back in 2020.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
But I mean, I've updated it since, but I read all the updates before.
You're going to make sure they weren't dropping one of those vaccine trackers on you, huh?
That's what I was doing.
Well, they dropped this in. So here's the deal. Since a lot of people began to notice that since downloading the latest operating system, their phones take longer to charge. And this is wrong.
This is completely wrong.
So wrong. And there's limited awareness. People didn't know it was happening. And it comes to you, the default is already on. So when you download your latest software, it defaults automatically to you opted in. You have to go through your system and find it and turn it off. Otherwise, you have a slower charge. Unless you are in some kind of renewable zone. It boggles my. This is ridiculous. Here's how you find it, by the way. It says it in the article. To deactivate the clean energy charging, you go to your settings. You click on battery, then you click on battery health and charging, and you turn off the one that says clean energy charging. It's unreal. That would take a while to get in there, find it. Do I have an Apple fan or an Apple foe on the phone, Boomer? Which one have I got? I can't see the name. Is it Brian or Ryan? Ryan.
Brian, I was typing with one finger, not looking at the keyboard.
I can tell.
It was the PC keyboard.
Line one, Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing, buddy? Did I lose him?
No, he should be. Oh, there you go.
I really like PCs.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And the I'm sorry, but an apple a day did not keep the doctor away for Steve Jobs.
No, it didn't, actually. No. He went there. Brian went there, didn't he?
He did.
That was a total dad joke. You know that, don't you?
I am a dad.
Bye. See you, buddy. Oh, wow. All right, Boomer. I'm going to give you this, all right? And you're going to check your phone and see whether or not it's probably not in there because you've got the conspiracy theory don't download the new software thing going, and I'm proud of that, by the way. I'm proud of that. I'm glad to hear it.
We'll see if it
updates. Do you keep the little camera? Do you keep your locator turned off?
No, I actually keep that one on.
Your mic's not on.
Oh. No, I actually keep that one on.
Do you?
Yeah, they know where I'm at.
I forget to turn it off, but I like to turn my locator off until I'm doing a maps.
I do, like, you know, it tells you on all your phones for to track everything that you're doing. So yeah. On every single app, I turn that off.
Do you keep your cameras covered when they're not in use?
No, I don't do that.
Dude.
Well, I mean, half the time my phone is either on the camera and then it's facing straight up. So.
Okay.
So.
Here, I'm going to hand you this.
Oh, no.
Here's your instruction
sheet.
I'll let you know at the bottom of the page.
Okay, I'll do it.
Now, you don't have a download, but I am curious. I want to find somebody. Somebody, Ike from Summerall just texted in and said, woke phone. That's exactly right. It's a woke phone. Marcus from Huntsville just texted in. He says, but I have solar panels on my lawn care shed. That's good. It charges my electric equipment. If I'm out in the yard and doing stuff, I'll plug my phone into that solar bank to charge it. So they're going to slow my phone down if their system tells them I'm not using clean energy, even though I'm using solar power. I guess that's why I'd check it out, man. Marcus, get in there and turn that thing off. Jeff from Indiana says, I'm with you, Phil. Apple's evil. And it's too controlling. If I want to put money, if I don't put more memory in my Android, I can do that with Apple. It's impossible. What did you find it? What'd you
I
find?
Did. I found it.
Is it in your phone?
It is in my phone.
Really?
It is there.
It updated without you. You said you didn't update your phone.
I must have. Or it happened a while back and they just didn't say anything.
Dude.
Yeah, it was there.
So you found the woke button.
But, I mean, mine was turned off. I don't know.
Still, you've got a woke button in there.
I had a woke button in there.
Wow. Wow, it's real.
It is real.
Okay.
I just everybody do it. Turn it off.
I'm going to be curious if your phone charges faster now.
I'm interested.
Because we are not in a renewable zone.
Maybe that's why my phone was getting super hot when I was charging it. I don't know. We'll see.
Then again, maybe Apple was tracking your every move.
It's just Apple. Blah,
they
blah.
Turned you on to see what was going on in your house. It's creepy. Gary from Decatur. Gary from Decatur has texted and said, just checked my phone and clean energy charging was turned on. Gary, I hope you turned it off, brother. I am saving a lot of people some angst right here now. You know that? I got Apple users texting me, and like tons of them. Bev from Madison just said, thanks for the info. Apple and woke battery charging, followed your directions and turned it off. Bev Ann, she's on it. So there's Bev Ann from Madison. There's Ike from Somerville. There's Gary from Decatur. Marcus from Huntsville just said, what did he say? He said, I'm with Boomer. I always wait till at least 10 people I know have the latest iOS before I download it. That's probably wisdom. You make sure that they're not finding out that their phone is a bomb now, or that it's, you know, hunting them down at night while they sleep. Your phone doing,
turning, yeah.
Yeah, Skynet becomes self-aware. Yeah,
your phone is now not Siri, but Sydney.
Yeah, but say it's exactly right. Sydney has taken
Siri
over
anymore.
Your phone. Leanne from Huntsville just texted something. What does she text? It's a picture. Oh, it's a picture of the... Leanne, have you sent me low power, yada, yada, yada? I think she sent me a picture of it. Yeah, it looks like that on the phone. Louie from Arab, he said, you used the phrase earlier, best thing since sliced bread. He said, I like the best thing since canned beer. I don't remember saying that, but okay. You can have it, man. Canned beer. Louie, you're good. What you got,
buddy? I will say, JP is a new texter from Somerville, and he says, I never update, and it was there. He just took a picture of it and sent it.
Dadgum.
That's crazy. I wonder if the update turned it on.
I don't know. I know is you got a woke phone. That's what I know. That's
you
what
have
I
a
know.
Phone. I'm sure.
I've got my Droid 9. I'm happy.
Droid woke phone.
You woke phone people.
I'm gonna find something about Droid.
All right, take me to a break, brother. I just did a whole. We just turned that whole segment into fix your woke phone. That was I had to change this whole thing. All right, take us to a break. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back and put a lid on this day. Wow, this has been a good one. All right, you guys, stay tuned. We will be right back. Back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, listen, Just Love Coffee Cafe. Just Love Coffee Cafe has got two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville. And folks, I got to tell you, you need to go by there and just check out they set it up for you to be able to enjoy being there. I mean, their food is great. Their coffee is great. Of course, it's Just Love Coffee Cafe, but yeah. But they set it up so that it's a place where you want to be. And I love that. I mean, you can go do your work there. You can have a break there. You can just eat breakfast there. You can meet friends there. And you can use their Wi-Fi. And the environment is designed to be conducive to sort of hanging out and enjoying being there. And so let me just encourage you tomorrow. If you're taking a lunch break, if you're meeting somebody for a business coffee, if you're a remote worker and you just need a place to plug in your laptop and do some work and you're tired of sitting at your house, well, then this is it. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations in our listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison going out towards City Hall, the other on South Parkway in Huntsville down yonder by Whole Foods. So anyway, check them out, Just Love Coffee Cafe, and please tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. We'd appreciate it. The text lines blew up. And Boomer, I've decided.
Yes, they did.
I am pretty sure. I think Jesus uses a droid.
You know, McQueen just texted in and she said, that's a bunch of goose poop.
So if y'all did not hear my monologue at the beginning of the show, my monologue was on goose poop to a degree. I likened it to the fact that, first of all, if you didn't know, geese are nasty creatures, and we're not fans of them at my house. Yeah. And the average goose can poop 2 pounds a day. 2 pounds.
That's a lot of poop.
and they poop like the size of dogs. And they literally a goose will poop up to 100 times a day. And at one point, I walked out and I found 60 geese in my backyard.
Wow.
That would be the equivalent of 6,000 poops in my yard.
That's a lot of poops.
Like dogs. It just, so do we? No, we don't. Anyway, so if you didn't hear my monologue, the whole thing was designed to talk about scoot through a goose moving so fast. That's the same way they spend money in Montgomery. It's like scoot through a goose, man. $1 billion, woo, get it on out of here. So, yeah.
My little boy, Pax, would love it that we're talking about poop.
Oh, my gosh.
Goose poop.
Text line blew up.
It
so,
did.
Mark from Owens Crossroads says, Team Boomer on the Apple. He's good with you. John from Huntsville, he's grading us, man. He says, Phil gets an A-plus for today, and Boomer and McQueen also get an A-plus.
Yes.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. JT from Lacey Springs just laughs. He said, I think y'all were talking. He said, Boomer, have you been called out as a woke spy? anyway, you and your Apple devices. That's right. I saw that. What else we got in there? Jason from Meridianville says, where'd he go? I lost it. Jason from Meridianville says, maybe there's a benefit to having an older iPhone 6S. Didn't see anything on mine. There you go. See?
There it is.
That's right. What else I got in here? Rita from Scottsboro says, Boomer, you can turn it off. Green deal. Under general battery, it's on the page at the bottom. I turned mine off where it shows battery life at the bottom of the screen. Thank you, Rita.
Yes.
He found his and got it turned off. Because it was there.
Charge faster without this green stuff on it.
Leanne from Huntsville. She found it. She found it. And there it is on her phone. JP from Somerville says, JP from Somerville, new texter, never updated his phone. And it was there.
And it was there.
See? It's insidious.
It's
creepy.
There.
It's creepy. It comes in the dark of night and occupies your phone.
See, do you have something like that on your phone?
That's what happens. That's what happens, man. Allie from Athens. This cracks me up. Allie from Athens says, okay, I have an iPhone 7 and a PC that's so old that you can still play DVDs on it. She said, here's what I'm wondering. Do I need therapy, deliverance, or both? I'm sounding rather schizoid to myself. See, I'm sticking with it. I'm sticking with it, man. Brian from Huntsville just texted and said, Siri for Apple, Max Headroom for my Droid. I'm there with you. Max Headroom. I like Max Headroom. It's funny. Android and Windows all the way, says Britt from Athens. Android and Windows, although I agree. I use MacBook, he says, at work every day, and everything is backwards from a Windows. See, I agree, man. It even operates like a liberal machine, he says. I'm with you, Britt. Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, listen, great show today. Oh, Brandon from Athens, this is Apple all the way. Okay, Brandon, you go
yes,
ahead
Brandon,
and have that spy device sitting next to you at night, creeping on your life and picking up the
all
things
devices.
You say and telling the world. I'm just saying. All right. Hey, listen, great day planned for tomorrow. I'm working on some surprises. We got a few interviews that are pending, trying to line up some stuff. But you guys stay tuned. We will be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. And in the meantime, don't forget to check your bracket.
Yes.
Yes.
Lots of games going on throughout the rest of the evening.
I would like to point out that I'm number 24 in the bracket right now.
I would like to point out I'm like number 92. So
it's because you did it on an Apple.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm never going to live this.
No,
down.
You're not. It's there. It's there, man. All right, we love you. We did not take you for granted. This show is successful because of y'all. We will see you tomorrow here at 2 o'clock. Have an amazing night.